and I copy you your answer.
I saw somebody walk out with it. I think they're trying to get it back to him somehow. He might check the office.
Mike, how many places are we going to have?
I don't know. We'll probably have a few more as we go on. We're going to be getting more technical things, but I don't want to build up too much information before we have to leave it. So I would expect at least two more.
Uh-huh.
And maybe more than that. Okay. Give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Encouraging.
Yeah. This one really isn't that difficult. At least I hope you don't think it is. You probably need the whole hour, though. And some of you will be able to do this in probably half an hour, and others will take longer. So we'll give you all the period. We'll just see. If you get done, if everybody gets done, we can start writing it.
Take out scrap paper.
Yeah, you probably need some scrap paper here. You can use the back side for the working of problems if you want. Use the back side of the sheet or just another piece of paper. You may want something for scratch paper to move on. Your name's on it. Start. Why don't you stick around for a while, then I'll kind of get a feeling for how people are doing it. It's obvious that nobody's going to finish. I mean, we're not going to have time to start correcting it, then I'll go ahead and probably finish it at a certain time. But how does that kind of help you see how you do? Work carefully, on some of these problems, if you make one little mistake, you see, you can... Mm-hmm. That's why I want you to show your work, so that if I see that you made a little mistake, it won't take off a lot of points. Not just the answer you get, it's the work that's important on the bigger problems. Do you have any questions? I'll be right here. Actually, my rule book is placed someplace too, so I'll put it on the sign sheet today. Somebody must have picked it up. maybe I should start by line. I say don't perform transformations. I mean that we had a tendency last time, you know, if you saw that this was equivalent to some other expression, to put the other expression in. I don't want you to do that. I just want you to translate exactly what it says without noticing, like, if you say not something or something, that's equivalent to something horse or something. Don't make that transformation. Just write down what it said. No, on these, on number four, you have to work it. Just translate it. You'll get some of those later. If you get all done and you want to do it, have some fun. Well, you can't really work it there. It's not an argument. It's just a statement. That's for your own benefit, so that I can give you as much credit as possible. So if you go through a whole argument and you come up with invalid, it's valid, and you don't show your work, I can't give you any partial credit, because if you show your work, I can maybe see where you made a mistake. You put a 1 where there should have been a 0, and that was the only thing you did wrong. And I can give you both more credit that way. Thank you.
saw your work that evening, you have to be truthful.
Number six? Yeah. Yeah, you show the truth table with you.
For both?
For number five, so I need to see two tables for five, and then for six. For six, you first need to translate the argument, and then use two tables to figure it out, to prove it is valid or invalid.
Thank you. I
anybody finished? I think it'd be best, I'll just give you the whole hour, and if you are finished, just bring your paper on up, and in my hurry, and you can just sit there and study something else, or you can go to the library or something, and we'll correct it. Turn in your worksheets and everything, unless you put them right on the paper. You have an extra sheet to turn in with it. It's your name. Therefore, that's the mark for in the logic sequence. That's the introduction to your conclusion statement. Right, starting with the word therefore, not back here. That was interesting. Therefore, is the conclusion.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
figure out how would you prove an argument invalid. What would be the relationship between the truth of the premises and the truth of the conclusion? Think about that, you'll get an extension.
Only have a full hour for it. Thank you.
mistake you made along the way, and that, you did everything else right, but made one mistake, and I can take off nearly 10 points. But, you did the right thing, Jared. Now it comes out.
Yeah, we'll have to have them turned in now. We'll go over it last next time. Well, my comments from the punctuation, it says that